This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Asar B'Teves. Welcome, everybody. We're going to just share some thoughts in the final moments before the end of the fast. Asar B'Teves is recorded first in a document called Megillas Tainis. Megillas Tainis was written by Hananya ben Chizkia, which is the first recorded Torah Shebaal Peh. And in the Megillas Tainis it says that in the month of Teves, there are 3 days that Tzaddikim fast. They are the 8th, the 9th, and the 10th. What happened on the 8th day? The Torah was translated into Greek in the times of Talmai, and darkness descended to the world for 3 days. On the 9th, we don't know what happened. And on the 10th, that's the day that the king of Babel laid siege to the city of Yerushalayim. So the 8th day is the day that Talmai translated the Torah, and darkness descended to the world for 3 days. But we have this great mystery about the 9th. We don't quite know what happened on the 9th day of Teves. Many different explanations are recorded for what happened on the 9th. Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Tav Kof Pei, Lo Yinoida Izahi Hatzar Sherba. We don't know what happened on the 9th. However, if you look in the Magen Avraham and the Taz, they say, what do you mean? We know it. We know what happened. Look in today's Slichos. And the Slichos we say that the 9th of Teves was the Petira of the Imrei Shefer, Ezra HaSofer. Ezra HaSofer, who, by the way, was also the Navi Malachi, which means he was the last Navi. The Navi Malachi ended off the Tanakh by saying, Zichru Toras Moshe Abdi. By the way, besides Ezra dying in these days, Chagai and Zechariah died in these days. Which means, very importantly, that there's not just a connect. It's not just, by the way, on the 8th day, they translated the Torah into Greek and darkness ascended to the world. And on the 9th, Ezra died. What do you think happened when Ezra died? When Ezra died, and Nehemiah died, and Haggai, and Zechariah, these were the last Nevi'im, prophecy ceased. So it's also a time of darkness. Prophecy ceased. They may not have died the same year, but when they all died, Nevuah stopped. Nevuah stopped. Actually, there's a concept that Alexander the Great wanted to put up a tselem in the Beis HaMikdash, and the Rabbanan brokered a deal. No tselem in the Mikdash, but from now on we're going to count shtarois by your ascendancy. And he agreed to that. And basically, when Alexander ascended, that's when prophecy ceased. Which means, and even in not such long ago times, they used to count in official Jewish documents, shtarois, leminyan Alexander. Leminyan shtarois. Because the world after prophecy ended was a different world than when prophecy existed. So once prophecy ended, so we lost communication with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is all part of this 3 day period of darkness. And on the 8th day, according to the Taz and the Magen Avraham, was the Petira of Ezra HaSofer. What else happened on this day? According to historians and academics, the reason why Chazal have not told us what happened on the 9th day of Teves, it's actually cited in Tosfos Chadashim and Masechet Tainis. The 9th day of Teves was the birthday of Yeshu HaNoitzri. The Yashka, it's his birthday. And now we know why Chazal didn't want to say. It was dangerous to say we have a day of tragedy in commemoration of the birthday of, because of him, more Jews were killed in his name than any other cause that we were ever killed for. Actually, more people died in the name of Yisro HaYoish than for any other cause in world history. The Ravid wrote a sefer called Sefer HaKabbalah. And he brings another interesting reason for the 9th day of Teves. He wrote, there's a man by the name of Rav Yehoisef HaLevi, the son of Shmuel HaNogid. He was a great Jewish activist, a very wealthy man. He would give oil to the shuls, and he passed away on the 9th day of Teves in the year 4824. And the Chachomim just knew the ninth day was a fast day. They didn't know why. And in fact, a tragedy happened after. In other words, they established the day, Beruach HaKodesh, because of this later tragedy of the death of Rav Yehoshef HaLevi. That's what the Ravid writes in the Sefer HaKabbalah. This year I found for the first time something I heard in the past, really a wondrous idea of what happened on the ninth day of Teves. Vatila ka'ach Esther El ha-melech ha-chashverosh El beis malchusoi Ba'chodesh ho-asiri Hu-chodesh Teves B'shna sheva le-malchusoi. Esther, we know, was taken and abducted by Ahasuerus in the month of Teves. What day? It doesn't say. The Rama wrote a Perosh on Megillas Esther called Mechir Hayayin. The reason he wrote it is because there was some kind of pandemic in his city and they couldn't get food. So covered L'Simchas Purim, he wrote this Perosh. The Rama writes something very interesting over there. He says, you know, there's nothing God loves more than learning Halacha L'maisa. But what if you're having a Torah conversation, but it's basically, it's nonsensical. Meaning, you know, you're saying a Dvar Torah, but it's not really substantive. It's just, it's like, you know, it's a good kasha, it's a good answer. The only thing is the answer is not a good answer to that question. It's just Torah conversation, but it's not really MS. The Zohar HaKadosh says that there's a category of learning called Pitputei Oraisa, the chatter of Torah. And God rejoices in the chatter of Torah. Hashem finds nachas even in the chatter of Torah. Better than speaking politik. And the Rama says that even if his sefer is not Aliba de Emes, even if it's just Pitputei Oraisa, just the conversation of Torah, it's also valuable. Says the Rama, the ninth day of Teves is the yahrzeit of Esther Hamalka. Esther Hamalka, Queen Esther. The yard site? The yard site. Not the bishop. Now, there are two Svarim. In the Koivitz Sinai, they understood that what the Ramah meant was that was the day Esther was abducted. And in the Sefer Mayadim Uzmanim of Tuvia Freund, he also understood the Ramah to say that was the day that Esther was abducted. But if you look at the Ramah doesn't say that. The Ramah is reading the Pasuk, Vatilakach Esther, the queen was taken by God up to Shemayim. It was also the day she was abducted, but it was her yard site. So yesterday, my wife came in the house, she said, why do I smell fire? I said, because I lit a yard site candle. She said, for who? I said, for Esther Hamalka. She said, what? I said, yeah, the Ramah. She said, oh, the Ramah. Yeah, forgot the Ramah. And anyway, most of that story is true. The yahrzeit, I did light a yahrzeit candle. Anyway, but what Rav Matis is pointing out is, where does it come from that it's Esther's yahrzeit? It comes from the Pasuk, Vatilakach Esther. That means Esther was abducted. So now I want to put two things together. So it means Esther was abducted on the ninth day of Teves. By the way, some say Shimon HaKalfas, the one who invented their religion to keep the Jews from the one who is responsible for the invention of their religion, he passed away on this day. Okay. So I want to share with you a very interesting thought. If you look in Parshas Miketz begins with what word? Vayehi. Vayehi Miketz. How does Parshas Miketz end? V'yatem alu l'shalom el avichem. And you go up in peace to your fathers. The Rabbeinu Bechai says this is a remes to Asar Harugei Malchus. Yosef was saying, you guys, you're gonna be punished for what you did to me. But don't worry, you'll be reincarnated as Harugei Malchus, and you'll go up in peace to your Father in heaven. What other important work begins with the word Vayehi? Vayehi b'mei Achashverosh. Okay, a lot of book. How does Esther end? Esther ends. Doiver to doiresh toiv li amoy v'doiver shalom l'chol zaroi. Esther ends peace to all your descendants. So Miketz begins Vayihi. It ends, peace to your father, Masei Avos. And Esther begins Vayihi, and it ends, Doiver Sham L'chol Zaroi, peace to the children. So somehow Megillas Esther is like the Masei Avos Simin Labanim to Parshas Miketz. And we know where there are many similarities between Miketz and Megillas Esther. For instance, Parshas Miketz, Miketz Shana Sayim Yamin was the end of 2 years. So it happened in the beginning of the third year. And the Purim story is Bishna Shalosh L'Malchai, also the third year. And there's a word in Miketz that the only other time you have it is in Megillas Esther. Vayisapak Yosef Haman. Vayasar HaMelech Es Tabatoi Vayitna L'Yosef Vayitna L'Haman V'yavked HaMelech Pekidim. You have the same thing in Miketz. Yosef tells Achashverosh V'yavked HaMelech Pekidim V'yikbitzu Es Kol Oichel V'yikbitzu Es Kol Nara Basula. Rabbi the Baal Turim says it depends. If you, when you gather food, you become wealthy. When you gather Nashim, you become poor. But you have these two expressions, the Baal Turim says. So what's the similarity between Miketz and Esther? Well, one similarity is very pashat. You have this nice Jewish person who's basically kidnapped, taken to the palace, and ultimately rises up to be the second most powerful person in the world and saves the Jews. You have this story with Yosef, and you have the story with Esther. They're both abducted. They're both taken by the king. They both become basically Mishnah L'Melech. And they're both a vehicle that the Ribbono Shel Olam uses to save Klal Yisrael. And when was Esther taken? On the ninth day of Teves. And when was Yosef taken? So we said on Shabbos, when was Yosef sold? When was the Mechiras Yosef? Sar B'Teves. So they were both taken, basically. They were both taken away from their families on the same day. Esther was taken by the king, the 9th of Teves. Yosef was taken, the 10th of Teves. Pretty interesting. For both of them, it seemed like the beginning of the end, but for both of them, it was the sort of the conception of the salvation of the Jewish people. In fact, Rabbi Yonasan Aibishit says that if Mashiach is born on Tisha B'Av, then Mashiach is conceived 7 months earlier on Asar B'Teves. So Asar B'Teves, although it's the beginning of the end, it's also the beginning of the beginning. Even though it's the first stage in the Golos of Klal Yisrael, it's the time the walls of Yerushalayim are surrounded, and ultimately the siege is on Shavuos Batamos, and ultimately the destruction on Tisha B'Av. But it's also, so to speak, the conception of Mashiach. So it's the first step in the destruction and the first step in the rebuilding. Same thing with Yosef. It was the first step in his downfall, but the first step in the rebuilding of Klal Yisrael and the salvation of Klal Yisrael, Mitzrayim. So that's one very interesting thought. The year has four cycles. The cycles always are focused on either the ninth or the tenth day of the month. And it rotates. So let's start with Tishrei. The tenth day of Tishrei is Yom HaKippurim, the holiest day of the year. The ninth of it is preparation for Yom Kippur, but Yom Kippur is the holiest day of the year. That's the tenth day of Tishrei. Fast forward 3 months later, and it brings you to the 10th day of Teves, which is the low point of the year. It's the point of the year where it's the beginning of the end. It's the point of the year where the process of Chorban begins. 3 months later. 3 months. So now let's take it 3 months after Teves. Shvat, Adar, Nisan. The Yardin splits and we go into the land of Israel. That's when, that's sort of the beginning of coming into the Holy Land. And then you take 3 months after that, you go to Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz. What happened on the ninth of Tammuz? Nine times when the walls of Yerushalayim were broken in times of the first Beis HaMikdash. Second Beis HaMikdash is Yod Zayin. First Beis HaMikdash is the ninth. So Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshit says there's this cycle going from the ninth to the tenth every 3 months. Tishrei, the ninth and the tenth. Teves, the ninth and the tenth. Nisan, the tenth. Tammuz, the ninth. So what goes around comes around. There's a cycle that comes back and forth every couple of months. Now, for you Ashkenazim out there, we said in today's Slichos that Ezra HaSofer passed away on the 9th of Teves. But for you Sfardim out there, anyone here say the Sfardi Slichos? In Sfardi Slichos, in today's Slichos for Sfardim, gets confusing here. You know? We say that Ezra passed away today. In fact, the Shalshel HaKabbalah says Ezra passed away on Asar B'Teves. So this is a big stira. Who's right, the Ashkenazim or the Sfardim? The answer is nobody knows, because Ashkenazim don't know what Sfardim say, and Sfardim don't know what Ashkenazim say. And, you know, that's why we all live in peace and harmony. But if you would actually look at both of the Slichos, they contradict each other as to the Yoyma Dehilula of Ezra HaSofer. So this is addressed in the very well-known Sefer, Beis David of Rav David of Salonika. Of course, I'm sure everyone's familiar with the Beis David of Rav David of Salonika, Greece. And he says, of course, the Sfardim are correct, as they always are. Ezra HaSofer passed away today, not yesterday. So why do Ashkenazim say that it happened on the 9th? The answer is like this. We have these 3 days. On the 8th, we know what happened. Tamai translated the Torah, and Nehemiah died. We know what happened on the 10th. We just don't know what happened on the 9th. Now, it turns out Ezra passed away on the 10th. But imagine if we were to say that today we're fasting because they surrounded the walls in times of Nebuchadnezzar, and Ezra died. Nobody's going to pay attention to Ezra. Ezra's going to be long forgotten. So we wanted to give Ezra his own day of recognition, so we advanced Ezra's day, even though it didn't happen. The reason why we attribute, we give him the day, even though it didn't happen yesterday, because otherwise he wouldn't get any attention today. I mean, do you feel you've paid Ezra proper attention today? I mean, do you feel in your heart of hearts that you've given Ezra the proper due respect today? Some of you, yeah. Other of you shaking your head, no. I don't feel I've given Ezra the proper attention. But yesterday, we had nothing else. Yesterday, we were completely, wholeheartedly focused on Ezra and the cessation of prophecy. So the question, though, is, we know there's a rule. What's halacha if Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos? Do you fast on Friday, or do you fast on Sunday? We always postpone it. Why? Akdume peronis loy makdime. You're not to advance punishment. So how could we advance the Ezra day? We should postpone it. Maybe we should fast tomorrow. It looks like a couple of you have, you know, maybe another day left in you. No? You want to give it another day? You're politely smiling. So why don't we... So it could be the answer is like this. We want to suggest that those 3 days were like... They're already like penciled out. They translated the Torah. 3 days of darkness. We don't know what happened. So these days are reserved. So once the day is reserved, it's not called advancing. Because these days anyway, they're like penciled in for days of darkness because they translated the Torah and darkness descended to the world. Anyway, so it comes out that Yosef was sold on Asar B'Teves. Esther passed away on Asar B'Teves. Esther was abducted on Asar B'Teves. You know what else happened on Asar B'Teves? This I saw 2 years ago from my friend in France, Rafal Ansel Shlita. And I tried to look it up today. I didn't have the message anymore, so I messaged him. He didn't have the message anymore. It's from the Sefer Api. It's from the Sefer. Ape Ari Zuta. And there, I looked it up. It didn't say what I saw a few years ago. I couldn't find what I saw a few years ago, but here's the Cheshbon. Yaakov Avinu comes down to Egypt on Pesach. Because they come down Pesach, and they're redeemed 210 years later to the day, on Pesach. That means, making a Cheshbon, how long from the time Yosef said, Ani Yosef, Ha'oid Avichai, I'm Joseph, it's me. They had to go get Yaakov, and Yaakov had to come down. And Yaakov came down on Pesach. So we have to make a cheshbon. How long does it take to get from Egypt to Israel and then back? Well, we know it's a 400 parsa trip, and a person could travel 40 parsa in one. Person could travel 10 parsa in one day. So, and you can't travel on Shabbos. So basically, it takes approximately 80 days to get back and forth with the Shabbosim. So the Cheshbon is like this. Yosef revealed himself to the brothers today. Ani Yosef! Wake up. It's me. Today, Asar B'Teves. Which fits in very good. He was sold on Asar B'Teves. And 22 years later, to the date. It's all over, brothers. The game's over. The charade is over. Pulls off his mask. Ani Yosef. So that's what we're hoping for today. That Ribbono Shel Olam says to us, Ani Hashem! We're going to, Mashiach is being conceived right now, and Bez Hashem, he'll be born on Tisha B'Av. And then we go back to Eretz Yisrael. So pack your bags, get ready, Bez Hashem, for the Tzoyim HaRavi, V'Tzoyim HaChemishi, V'Tzoyim HaShvi, V'Tzoyim HaAsiri, Yiyah L'Beis Yehuda, L'Sasan U'L'Simcha, U'L'Mayadim, Toivim V'Ha'emes V'Hashalom Ehavu. Shkayach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.